What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 439. In this episode, I'll discuss the most common triggers for a rapid response call. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode439. A retrospective multi-site cohort study published in Critical Care Medicine October 2019 examined the issue of what the most common triggers were for a rapid response call. The article is titled Characteristics of Rapid Response Calls in the United States, an analysis of the first 423,000 adult cases from the Get With The Guidelines Resuscitation Medical Emergency Team Registry. According to this analysis, the most frequent event triggers are respiratory, which includes decreased oxygen saturation, new onset of difficulty breathing, tachypnea or respiratory depression, cardiovascular, which include tachycardia, hypotension, chest pain unresponsive to nitroglycerin and bradycardia, and neurologic. And this includes altered mental status, acute loss of consciousness, seizure, suspected stroke, agitation, or delirium. Knowledge of the most common triggers can be used to help train staff or decide on medication contents of emergency kits. To learn how to manage inpatient medical emergencies from a pharmacist's point of view, get my book, A Pharmacist's Guide to Inpatient Medical Emergencies, available at clinicalpharmacybooks.com. And you can read the first chapter for free by signing up to my free download area at pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.